All right, welcome to the inaugural episode of Outspoken Siblings with Monte and my sibling, Tony.
Hi, guys.
And you want to tell the people a little bit about yourself, Tony?
Sure. So my name is Tony. I am the owner and birth doula at Luna Baby Birth Services. I'm also a mom of three to some beautiful little brown people that I love dearly. And this is my brother, Monte.
Thank you for letting them know my name again. So nice you to say it twice. But yeah, I'll say it a third time. My name is Monte, and I consider myself, well, according to my Twitter bio, I am an opinionated Sagittarius who enjoys fried foods, Pepsi, and I also enjoy singing and jigging in the shower.
That would be correct.
Yes. But I'm also a music writer, a blogger. I have what I consider to be the world's loneliest website. The website that you don't visit, but now that you'll hear more about it, it's WATMonline.com. I also contribute to GirlThat'sMySong.com. And pretty much in a perfect world, I would just listen to music all day and then talk about it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Simple.
Yeah, you know.
So, of course, on this podcast, we're going to be talking about our lives, things happening in the world, and the biggest story that happened this week has been the 2016 U.S. presidential race and the election, which took place this past Tuesday.
Aren't we all excited?
On November 8th, which can be considered doomsday for some.
And victory day for others.
Yeah, and victory day for bigotry and racism. But we'll get to that. So the first, off the top, your thoughts on just the election as a whole.
It's a pile of shit. It was a pile of shit. We're all, it's just, it was a mess. Interestingly enough, it's funny because I actually heard there were still electoral votes coming in as of yesterday. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Good way to keep rubbing it in. Thank you. But it's also like, who exactly was voting for this guy? Like, clearly more than half of the country, but like, why, when, how, where, what? Like, all of the...
Who?
Why, like, I don't. Like,
you know who voted for Donald Trump.
Interestingly enough, some of the people that I wasn't expecting to vote for Donald Trump did. Which really just sent me through the roof. I was just, you know what I mean? I was not expecting, obviously, because he even made it that far into the, you know, the candidacy, it was like, okay, wait, hold on. Wait, this could actually happen. So obviously I knew it could happen, but now it's like waking up from a bad dream and you're still in the dream. The nightmare. It's happening. What? How do we let this happen? This is just ridiculous. So I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it at all.
Well, it's definitely happened. And for me, I'm still processing it because, like you just said, it's kind of like, did that really happen? Like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump is the president-elect of the United States of America. Just saying that sounds like a joke.
Like
it sounds
sick joke.
Like some shit you would... It just doesn't even sound like how. And I can't even say how, because I know how.
Right.
I know how. White voters turned out and voted. The turnout overall was down. Like, I think the number was 46% of registered voters didn't bother to vote at all.
Oh, wow.
Which is mind-boggling, but it's not surprising. Black women, as always, showed up. Showed out for Becky in the pantsuit, Hillary Clinton. Apparently, 14% of LGBT, I think we just classified as gay voters, voted for Donald Trump. Which is mind-boggling. Yes.
Voted for?
Yes, for Trump.
Okay.
Do your Googles, look at the stats. And apparently something like 53%, maybe even more, again, do your Googles, of white women voted for Mr. Donald J. Trump.
Voted for the pussy grabber.
Exactly. But it just, it's, let me go back. Because I'm not surprised that some people said this election out. Especially when it comes to black voters. Because neither can, I didn't expect Donald Trump to do any, to try to speak to black voters. Because this is a man who said out his mouth that we have nothing. Our schools are horrible. Our lives are horrible. We're horrible. And he's the great white hope. He's going to save us from ourselves. What do we have to lose, I believe, is the quote. So I didn't expect that from him. But on the other side.
Thank you for saving us.
Yes. On the other side was Mrs. Clinton. Mm-hmm. And Hillary almost, I think there was a certain level, or there's a certain level of privilege one must have when you are the former first lady, the wife of a former president, mm-hmm. that did a lot to hinder black people, but because it was a time of economic wealth and prosperity, it's overshadowed.
Right.
And people always joke and say, oh, Bill Clinton was the first black president.
Right.
And it's like, no, he was not. He put some shit, he did some shit that was definitely detrimental to us mm-hmm. that we're still trying to crawl out, you know, from. But Bill always got it passed.
Right.
And with Hillary, it almost is that she just knew she had a black vote on lock. When it's like, you didn't come to sit at our table to see, you know what I mean, what we need and what we want. Like, you can't just assume, don't take the black vote for granted.
Right.
At all. Because we're not people you can just come around every 4 years like, oh, what's up, sister? Right. I, too, have hot sauce. I like Beyonce.
I was going to say, it's so funny because it's almost like she said, oh, wait, if I can get Beyonce and Jay-Z in my corner,
and
I got the black.
And these ass waited 2 days before election and be like, I'll come and I'll be a part of this.
Literally.
With my husband. But on
so
this, when you're stumping, I'm not doing this shit for you.
Yeah, no.
But you can't take us for granted and expect us to just give you our vote. Mm-hmm. When you're not speaking directly, some people need to be spoken directly to and say, listen, I hear your problems. I want to be with you and I'm going to do what I can.
Yeah.
She didn't do that.
No, she didn't.
And even though she didn't do that, because I knew that my black ass was not giving Donald Trump anything.
No.
Anything.
Well, I think that that's how a lot of us felt. Like, I don't want to give it to her either. But I'm damn sure not about to give it to him.
And you are aware that people, what voting means.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're aware of it. That's why we do it. But it would definitely be grudgingly. Like, the hashtag that came up and said, girl, I guess I'm with her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I was like that at first because I voted for Bernie in the primary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still in the burn.
Yes.
But then it came to my realization that burn, I love you, but I already see the writing on the wall. Mm-hmm. And then when those emails came out about how the, you know, DNC was like, she was the chosen one, I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But I can't give him my vote and I can't not vote at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, it would definitely be grudgingly that she got it. And then on Tuesday night, I went to go vote. I was pissed because I went to the voting place and they didn't have any stickers for me.
That was a big deal this year.
Yes.
Not having those stickers. People were pissed.
I was one of those people.
About not having their
But see, when I was in the primary up here, they didn't have them either. I thought maybe it was a primary thing. But no, it was like, oh, we don't do. When I said it, they was like, they're about to chew my head off. They fucking knew that's why. They knew what was going to happen that night.
But people were, like, all around my entire Facebook feed was like, bitch, where's the stickers? Where are my
because
tax dollars
in this
going
social
to?
Media age, we have this thing where we want to be like, no, I'm a part of this.
Yes.
And I, and even me who would look at me, oh, but no, you want to feel like, yes, I did my civic duty. And it's like to prove that you are a part. And that's just in how we are as a culture now.
Yeah. But I think that that was one of the coolest things to be able to do when we were electing like Obama. Mm-hmm. I remember 2008 being downtown Center City, Philadelphia. And young people, I mean, people just graduating high school, just turned 18, were so ready, excited, so really, really ready. And were like, I remember like on election day being downtown and like young, like kids, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not marching, but like proud. Like,
yes.
Oh, it was such a proud time. And I told you before, like, once he was actually elected, that next day, that next morning, people were already, my coworkers were already talking about going to the inauguration. And I'm like, the inaugural what? Child, I've never known anybody to go to a presidential inauguration. I didn't even realize that you could just be a Joe Schmo and go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Being in D.C. in the cold.
Like, yeah, freezing. Like, who does this?
Yeah.
But, everybody, I mean, like, so I didn't know with anyone, actually, at that time or that I can recall right now, who wasn't genuinely, truly excited. And then, again, like, we got to do it again. Excuse me. So it was really a joyous time. And like, you had this election where young people were like, I know I don't want him, but I don't want her either. So I just don't even give a fuck. But like, I don't really care.
You know what kind of really pissed me off during the election? Where was the idea of the lesser of two evils type things?
Yeah.
Which to me was a slap in the face to Hillary just completely. Because the fact that she even had to run against Donald fucking Trump.
Isn't it?
Was like, not only run, but she lost to Donald Trump. And what makes it so bad is that the more these electoral college numbers go up, he whooped her ass.
Yes, he did. Which is what I was saying. Like, when I saw those numbers, I was like, you didn't even have a chance.
And I was like, he, like, whooped her. And the thing I think that really makes me upset that is so much with the election, I swear it's going to make, like, a amazing political science course.
Oh, it is. It's going to make a great book. It's going to make a great movie. It's going to make a great course. It's going to make a great...
The shitty part about it is that it's real shit. That, like, real people are hurting. Yes. Real people are scared. And I don't scare easy, which is a half-truth. But I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's more of a...
Because I know that this man and folks who think like him, who, as I mentioned earlier, are... They feel so empowered now that they have a guy who thinks like they do.
Yes.
Who will say whatever he wants and be damned your feelings because he's white, so it's all right type shit. And it's bringing out, like, just in the past couple days, excuse me, the past couple days, my throat, I'm not crying, it's my throat. The past couple days, just the hatred, like the visceral hatred that he started when he was on the campaign trail, just saying anything out his mouth, but it was like, oh, he's an outsider, he shoots from the hip, and he don't hold no punches, and he's not politically correct. It's like, that shit's not cute. You can't just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, I hate you, you know why? Because you're black. Exactly. And it's like...
Well, see, that's what I think. I don't know if he was intentionally trying to cause that type of culture, but let me tell you something. It is literally... I saw a video of a middle school where, I'm not even quite sure where it was, but it was a middle school with Hispanic kids sitting at one table and a whole, about 2-3 tables full of white kids. And the white kids are screaming, chanting at the Hispanic kids, build that wall, build that wall. And it's like, you're creating another generation of hatred. Just when here we are trying to cultivate love and unity through this shitstorm that he's created. Here we are trying to create this love and bring back some sort of peace because, listen, it has been getting ugly out here. It's been ugly out here between the government, the police, and the people. So let's not be ridiculous. Like, yeah, he is definitely causing this culture, but he's not causing it, but he's adding to the fire. He's now creating another generation because their parents are like, yeah, now we can do whatever we want. We can say whatever we want. We got our country back, making America great again. Like, because it was great for who before? So it really is a hot mess. And I'm really not sure what his intentions are about all that shit. But listen, you got some people on guard. You got a nice amount of people on guard waiting for him.
But this is the thing about it, and it's really pissing me off, and it's grinding my gears as the days go by, is that people have this idea, and it, for example, did you see, I don't know if you saw the video online, she's a CNN, I don't know what she is with the Republican Party, Hispanic lady, Ann Navarro, Did you see the video of her?
No.
Well, during the whole pussy grabbing fiasco, she's a Republican now, right? She was on TV arguing with a Trump surrogate.
Okay.
And the lady was talking about how he doesn't disrespect women, he loves women. Remember, he even said he loves women, does more for women, and all this kind of shit. Bunch of lies. Mm-hmm. So, Ann Navarro said, pussy, on CNN. So the woman says, don't you say that on TV because my daughter could be watching. So Anna, this Republican Hispanic lady, pops off and says, oh, he can say pussy, but I can't say pussy. Now you know. You know I howled to the moon.
Yes. Oh my God.
And if what she said wasn't funny.
Right.
But how she said it had me howling. That may make me a bad person.
But it's true.
But
because
let me show you how people are. The same woman who was so enraged about not being able to say pussy got her ass on CNN today talking about some, oh, well, let's give President-elect Trump a chance and see what he can do because he may be a good president. That same sentiment has been, like, out of control. Everybody's like, let's see what he can do. I don't understand why people are protesting when he hasn't even done anything yet. People seem to think that you can just say and put anything out in the atmosphere and the universe and there are no consequences for it. This man ran a whole campaign on hate, hatred, mm-hmm. hatred, and just being the epitome of white male privilege personified. Yes,
he really is.
When you disrespect people who love the same gender, black people, Muslims, you vilify a whole religion because of people, a few quote-unquote bad apples.
Right.
Since everybody loves to say that, you know, just a few bad apples. Not all cops are like that.
Exactly.
But we're going to group this whole group of people together. Disabled people, anybody who checks that other box,
yes,
were made to feel as if their existence are nothing. But then you have these people who can sit from their high horse and their privilege, like the 50-some-odd percent of white women who voted for Trump, even though he was out here talking about pussy grabbing.
Which I really can't quite understand, because he's not here for you either.
Exactly.
Like, he's not here for you, bitch. And if you think he is, you should probably ask him, how does he feel about women in general?
But apparently he does, because they figure, oh, okay, well, I'm white, so it must be right. So I'll just vote against him, because God forbid I vote for Hillary Clinton, because she over here she might have sent some, you know, her email, she might have told Russia, you know, some type of secrets, when apparently Trump had some kind of communication with Russia during the day on election night.
Exactly.
But you want to worry about Hillary, you mad at Hillary, because Bill was out here.
Listen.
Grabbing his own pussy, allegedly. But yet you vote for this man. Like, it just pisses me off. And people are on this, oh, well, let's wait and see what's going to happen. You don't know. You're just mad because Hillary lost. No, not about Hillary. What you showed on Tuesday night was that if you are a white, straight man, you can literally say any fucking thing you want. You can be vile.
Well, see,
you can be a bigot. And you will be rewarded. And you can even become President of the United States. So these little fuckers out here who are, okay, I'm going to build a wall, and you nigger this and all this kind of stuff, who are being assholes, when they're doing this, you know what's going to happen? They're going to become judges, they're going to become police officers, and they might even become the President of the United States.
Because that's my point about those kids.
You'll be fine.
That was what my point was about those kids, that next generation of doctors and lawyers and judges and congressmen and fucking white nobodies, as far as I'm concerned, because they are running the world, and we aren't even, like, it's almost like, this is what makes me so sad about our voting process, is like, your vote does count. Your vote does matter. Your voice matters. Keep protesting. Keep speaking up. Don't stop talking. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop listening and caring and all of that, because it does matter.
It does.
Because when we do have a black United States justice, when we do have a black Attorney General, when we do have all of these things, they matter. And it might be a small little piece of the puzzle, but it's pieces of the puzzle that are fitting in somewhere. And these new generations of babies who are growing up and ending up into these high, there's people our age who are still in law school, who are still in this, you know, in the fight to get somewhere, who are going to be helping to take care of our world someday. So don't stop fighting. However, it's elections and it's shit like this that make those other, and when I say other, I'm talking about white women all the way down to little black kids who just got their right to vote and decided, fuck, I don't like neither one of these people. I quit already. You know, the Hispanics who are like, listen, I don't trust Hillary, but I damn sure don't trust Trump. Then you got your Asians. You got your disabled, like you said. You got gay, lesbian, transgender. You can't win in this country, it seems, if you are not that white American male. Like, you just...
white straight male.
That straight white American male. God forbid you got a little other in you. I'm sorry, because we all don't. We're not all immigrants in some way, but anyway.
Immigrants, what?
Right, that word is just forbidden. So I just feel like...
white people immigrants?
I really...
you better talk to your Native American if you can find one who hasn't been taken out by smallpox and bullshit.
And more white people.
Exactly. After we let your fucking ass come over here and break bread with us.
As we're about to celebrate that wonderful time of the year.
After you come over, we give your ass turkey or whatever the hell else and showed you how to live. And say, here, have some corn.
Yes.
And after you eat at my goddamn table, you want to slaughter me? But you got the nerve to be upset at these other immigrants who want to come and live the American dream in this melting pot? Who?
Now that corn that they showed them how to grow, oh, they're still using that to make genetically modified food.
Yes. So after you come and give me smallpox and yellow fever and every damn thing else.
It's syphilis and shit.
Exactly. After I show you how to harvest, you want to slit my throat.
Listen.
Should have left your ass in the sea and you let you fend for yourself. But no, here I go being good-hearted. Kind-hearted.
But I must say, it is times like this, again, that make people decide, like, I don't want to be involved.
It's
like, I don't want to be involved. I don't want to vote. I don't want to be involved in politics. Why? You're not going to, you know, it's not going to go my way, but it is going to go your way. Keep marching. Keep fighting. Keep talking. Keep giving a fuck.
And by the
way, it's going to happen some way, somehow, because we did get 8 cool years. Listen, it might not have been...
it might have been perfect.
It might not have been perfect, but he did. Obama got as much as he could get done. And I'm not saying he's perfect by any stretch of the word. He's still government and he's still a politician and I don't trust none of them. But as far as human could go, as far as he could do, I feel like he did his best. He did as much as he could. And if he could do more, it would have been great. But goddamn.
The true test of President Obama is the fact that he had to. Was that there yesterday?
Yesterday.
He had to welcome the man who had the audacity to question where he was born and call for his birth certificate like he was some punk bitch from down the street.
Yeah.
I am the president of the motherfucking United States.
Yeah.
How dare you? Do you think they would let my black ass in his White House if I wasn't on the up and up?
Right.
You must have bumped your orange ass head. Like, I just don't,
for me, it was like, of all people to be calling for this.
That's what I'm saying.
At that time, it was like, who are you?
But then I have to sit here and welcome you don't know shit about shit, and shake your hand, and try to be as pleasant as possible, and say, you know what, I was in this bitch for 8 years, me and Joe, we've been chilling, you know what I mean, you call me a monkey, you disrespect my wife and my kids, because you're upset that I ran, and I beat John McCain's ass decisively.
Right.
Check those stats from 2008,
listen.
Hillary might have got her ass beat on Tuesday. But in 2008, when it came for those electoral college votes, you better recognize, goddammit. Because he did it.
He
got to sit here and break bread with your orange ass. And then Trump had to sit there and say, oh, well, no, President Obama, he's a really nice man. Oh, he's a nice man now. After you were just trying to have a whole wild goose chasing a witch hunt. But you know what? I'm going to let you have it.
He's a nice man now because you want those... those codes.
Well, he gotta give them to him anyway.
I know, but I'm just saying. He's a nice man now. He's a nice man now because he's literally verbatim going over the How to Be a President for Dummies book with you. He's going over, okay, well, you know, when you sit down, cross your legs to the right because it looks rude when you cross your legs to the left. Like, he's trying to help
you know what? We gonna take this picture.
No, probably.
Matter of fact, Obama didn't even say, you know why? Because Obama was trying to keep Joe
from jumping on that ass out.
Because Joe was like, you know what? My ass been on pause.
Yes.
But I've been waiting for you
yes.
to walk your ass through the door. Now, Barry might not do it. But let me tell you, I'm from Delaware.
From white man to white man.
Exactly.
I'm on your ass.
I'm from Delaware, bitch. And I will beat your ass and be on the next Amtrak back to Delaware.
Yes. With no exactly. scratch
Michelle, hold my coat.
Michelle was like, wait. Do I need to take my earrings off?
I'm about to say, hold your coat. Don't get it twisted, Joe.
I'm on it.
Don't get it twisted. I ain't been asleep since Tuesday. Listen. I done told Barry I'm out sick of this shit. But anyway.
You know who can't wait to get their ass out of that White House?
Mom?
Mrs. Robinson. Yes. She is ready. Grandma is ready to go. She like, listen, the kids are going to college and high school. I am ready to go. I don't want nobody making my food. I want to make my own damn food. I ain't touched the stove in 8 years. Get me out of this place.
I got seasoning
this place. But I got a black chef, if I'm not mistaken. Listen.
I'm sure they do.
Listen. Get this woman back into Chicago. She ain't trying to do this. All I know is...
But this is... I just want to say this. Then we can move on. But there are people out there, and you know who I'm talking to, who seem to have a problem with people who are marching and showing their discontent for this new president-elect. Let me tell you something. It's not because Hillary lost. Because truth be told, a good amount of those people don't give a fuck about Mrs. Clinton. And that's just, I'm keeping it real.
It's true.
I'm sure she's a nice woman. I'm sure she's a very nice woman. And don't get me wrong, Hill, because I voted for Bernie in the primary. But once you got it, I said, I'm giving you my support. Because I'm not voting for this orange man.
Right.
I'm going to give it to you. And you came out there with your death row pantsuits on. And you got his ass together during those elections. And I was hyped during the election. I mean, during the debates. Because she was trying to be cool with him. But then she was like, you know what? When she called him a puppet, oh, you know, I almost fell off my bed. And I was here for him. Death row down to the socks.
Listen.
You know what I mean? And I feel bad for her only because she has been doing, this is like her life's work.
Yeah.
And the fact that she had to go through this whole process with this clown, and then it's like, oh, you're mad because of these emails this, emails that. Like, I would rather worry about her emails now that when she was in office. The FBI said it was nothing there.
Yeah.
And that's good enough for me.
Well, like you just said, this is literally, she's been humiliated one too many times.
Exactly.
Like, please by give this Bill woman some. Yes. Like,
in 2008, when she knew, she said, listen, I put these cracks in the ceiling.
She has been embarrassed since 92.
You bring your brown ass up here with these hope and change, and I can't compete with that.
Yes.
That's why I'm going to wait until the day before the DNC to say, you know what? You got it.
Yeah.
And then, after that, you gotta be so kind-hearted with your black ass, you wanna put me in your cabinet. So, now you know what? I'll take the job.
No, she did. She has had to be eat humble pie after humble pie.
And then she was like, oh, you're running. In 2012, you're running again. Okay. All right. You got it. You got it. Whooping Bill's ass. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bill every day. She like, this is your fucking fault.
Exactly. Had to be calm.
Oh, God.
These bitches on HSN selling handbags.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So you skied on her down, and I gotta watch this bitch on HSN. I'm trying to buy pantsuits, and she's on here trying to sell me purses and shit.
Trying to make a comeback.
Exactly. I mean, a come up on me.
What? Oh, my God.
Shit. And now she had to go through this and deal with his ass.
Yeah.
And I just feel bad for her, because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But it pisses me off, because these people that are protesting, let me get back to the point. People that are protesting, they are exercising their right. They are upset. And if you can't see why people are angry, then there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
And if you're on social media and you're sick of people talking about the election, then bitch, log off. You know why? Because if I am getting on Facebook to vent, or the Twitter, or Instagram, or anywhere else, that is my right. If you don't like it, then you can unfriend or unfollow. That goes across the board. Secondly, since I'm on a roll, okay, if your guy won on Tuesday, now this may contradict my last point.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to contradict it a lot, but
okay.
I'm on a roll now, so I'm just going to go there.
Go for it.
Okay? You won. You got it.
You got it.
You know, you got it.
You got it. You got it.
You know what I mean? You got it.
You got it.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Don't get me wrong. We upset.
No, we mad.
We mad. But not because Hillary won.
Hillary lost.
Yeah. Because Hillary lost.
Right.
Because again, we begrudgingly gave her ass that vote in the first place.
Right. It wasn't about
it was bigger her. Than her.
Yes.
This is about a whole group of people from different walks of life that represent what America is supposed to be, even though we all know the founding fathers didn't mean half that shit they put in the Constitution.
No.
Because they were talking about all men are created equal. They wasn't talking about my black ass.
No, they were not.
They wasn't talking about your black ass.
Because I remind people all the time, Where were your people on July 4th, 1776? 100, damn near 100 years before
they... You know where they were? They were in Independence Hall, wiping off tables.
Listen.
At Thomas Jefferson House, would you like a piece of pie, sir? That's what they were doing.
Or in Rittenhouse Square, on the block, waiting to be sold. They exactly. Sure as hell wasn't watching no fireworks.
So, we know that. And we know what America could be. And like I said before, the last 8 years of Obama gave these underbelly people, and some people who, by the way, are intelligent people, have college degrees, because apparently white women who were college educated just said, oh, we don't care about you minorities. Let me go with Trump. He's a businessman. But we see you. You got it. We understand. Well, I don't understand. You know, but you got it. But just remember, with your other ass, ma'ams.
No, right. You are in the same box exactly. And category listing
yes.
As the rest of us.
Okay?
When it comes to him.
Yeah. See, I was going to go there, but I'm going to pull back because...
Bring it back.
I had almost, and Navarro almost took over my body, and I'm not going to say any more grabbing pussies for the rest of the night. But again, let these people have their chance to vent and get their frustration out. It's some real shit. People have real concerns, and it is what it is. You can be mad all you want, but if you can't empathize with people who are marginalized and who are others, then something is wrong with you. Right. And if you don't like it, then goddamn it, you're going to have to deal. Because I guarantee you, these protests that are happening now will continue.
Oh, they are.
Until 20 motherfucking 20.
Well, I just want to say,
ooh, I'm
bring you back to earth.
Thank you.
How can the people, what can we do from here? Like, what can we do to not, I mean, like, obviously the man has been elected. He won by a landslide. Like, he kicked her ass. I mean, unfortunately. But what do we do now?
Well, what I'm doing.
What do you suggest? We all can.
Well, the people who are frustrated at the state of the world know that you are not alone.
Right.
And there are hundreds of millions of people.
Yes.
Who feel the same way. Who are nervous. Who are afraid. Who are scared. But damn it, listen. Fear is natural. But don't feel like the world is over. Even though it feels... And I'm saying this to you, but also saying it to myself. Because I need to hear it. I am petrified of what could happen to people who look like me, people who don't look like me. You know what I mean? But I am believing, matter of fact, I know for a fact, that in the darkest times, great things happen.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing personally is survive is I'm unplugging. You know what I mean?
You have to, like right now, if your anxiety is... and frustration more so, are coming from your social media, your emails, your news. Because we get it.
You
want to
slap the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, you want to, like, literally. Even people who are on your side, you're just slapping hoes. Everybody just slapping
even
just
people
because.
You may know personally,
listen.
You may want to just slap the shit out of.
Listen.
Now, I'm not going to go there because I could. And I want to because my petty is on 100. And I'm fired up. My feet are sweating. My ass is on fire. And I'm ready because I'm lit. I am lit and I'm ready, but I'm not going to. It may be people that you know.
And we don't.
Maybe a kid.
We are not going to call people out.
I'm not.
Not tonight.
But just know, I see.
We see your ass.
Exactly.
And we've unfollowed your ass. But anyway, because I'm not here for it.
Woo!
All I know is, again, the best part is to just unplug. Seriously, because unplugging in general, like not even just because of this election stuff, but before the election, sometimes that can be the key to your happiness and you don't even realize it. Like it really, because even when you're on, and this is a little sidebar, but I'm gonna bring it back. Sometimes you're on social media and you're comparing yourself. Here you are already down and you're comparing yourself to what other people's videos and pictures are looking like, not knowing that their ass is just as broke as you.
I was thinking all of them is a filter and they know how to use angles.
Amen. So listen, get under the right lighting and that fake ass cover girl looking like Mac right now. So chill, because everybody got it hard and it's gonna get harder. But you will be okay. Gotcha. We will be okay.
Listen, marginalized people were not built to break. As the late, great Whitney Nippy Houston said to Oprah Winfrey, I was not built to break. That's what she said.
But
seriously, we know that progress is not easy.
No,
it comes with blood, unfortunately. It comes with tears. But it's not going to be given to us when these people are, again, so shook and afraid that they're going to have to share a piece of the pie, that they would pull this shit. Literally something like, we said, we thought Sarah Palin didn't know shit. At least she was a governor.
Right. At least she was in some form of government.
I mean, nobody lived in Alaska but polar bears and shit.
Yes.
In her family. But at least she was in government. She didn't know shit. No. But at least she was in government. This man knows nothing.
Nothing. He doesn't even know shit about business, let alone politics.
He know how to brand. That's it.
Right. Well, we don't need... Branding America is not something we need to do. People already hate us.
I know that. Apparently people, they know, oh, we need a businessman. Listen. We need a businessman.
All I wanted to say to bring it back was just because fear is natural and because we know that, like, it is a very shaken time right now. We're all like, I don't know what's next. You know, nobody likes to not see it coming. But love will always, always, always conquer fear. Just gotta love each other. We just gotta unite right now. Like, even in the face of, like, you voted for his dumbass. So how are you mad? Let us just assume they didn't know any better. Just for a moment. You think that he's gonna make shit better? He's really not. He's really not. I don't see it. I don't see it.
Well, I'll give you this. I'm not ready to think that people didn't know better. But the thing, I think people didn't care. Because we have this, this is just the American way. You know what I mean?
I think that they realize Democrats have been running this shit for almost a decade. We got to get some power back.
You know what it was? And it comes down to it. And I don't, you know, if you disagree, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But we both shit the same way. So, it don't make me a difference.
We both shoot the same way. Our blood is so red when it comes out.
You disagree that, you know.
Like.
My thing is, I'm right, I'm right. And I'm right, so there's no need to argue.
Listen.
But, these people, it's complicated. Because when you call somebody a racist, they think it's just, oh, black on white, black on white.
No, it's not.
Because sometimes you can be racist and don't even know. Realize it.
You can be racist. Against, I've even seen people who wouldn't consider themselves racist, and it's unfortunate because we all make these little jokes here and there, but the shit is racist when you really boil it down. Like, the stereotypes that we put on each other, on Hispanics, on Asians, this fucking wall that this asshole wants to build, Americans ain't gonna build it, so that joke that you can get a Mexican to build you any goddamn thing, better call him, because we ain't gonna do it.
How but arrogant you have to be to say, "Not only I want to build it, I want to keep you people out, and then you're going to build it." What kind of shit?
But who else is going to do it? You can't get no lazy ass American to do it.
But it shouldn't be built in the first
place. It shouldn't be. Like, I absolutely agree.
Because
with
I love this. Wow. Like, oh, these Mexicans are coming to take our jobs. Bitch, where?
No, really. I have never had my job taken.
And if
by
they
Mexican.
Are taking your job, it's because of shit you don't want to do with your lazy ass.
Exactly. And if they are taking your job, it's probably because they're more qualified. Why don't you go learn something with your dumb ass?
And has nothing about qualification. Just that they are going to do shit we
that
won't
we
do.
Wouldn't do. Exactly.
Why? Because they're trying to get. Like, it just, it's so nuanced. It's not just like.
Exactly. We are not concerned with the details.
That's what I'm saying. People don't care.
We
you
are
know
not
how we know
concerned
that?
Concerned because
people
details.
Will share a bullshit story on a damn Facebook from a place they never heard of and will take it as fact. And then, like, I just.
You know how we know we're not concerned with the details? Because we had very little details about all these alleged emails that the FBI is like, okay, girl, y'all don't have to worry about that. But we got facts. We got stories, we got pictures, we got video, we have like...
Never got his tax returns.
We have cold, hard facts on our new president-elect. But we're not concerned with the details, because he's now our president. So, I'm noticing also that people are kind of like, well, once he makes, you know, now that he's in office, and I think we touched on it just a little bit earlier, but now that he's in office, we can kind of ease up on the PC. Like, we don't need to be politically correct. We can just be. But it's like, that is not a good thing. Because how many racist remarks do you know against white men? Straight white men. Not very many. There's so many other stereotypes and so many other awful things that you can say about everybody else, that others category,
but that, is
that he is now making so acceptable and so, like, perfectly okay to just do. And it's really one of those things that are in the details. It seemed, never to me, but it seemed like it wasn't a huge deal while he was running. Like, well, obviously to the people who voted for him, it wasn't a huge deal, but that's a big detail that you might have wanted to consider before you decided to, oh, let's just get this guy. He'll make it better for us. He'll make America great again. Who, I don't know.
Because that's that privilege. When you can risk it all on somebody who doesn't know shit about shit and just be like, oh, the chips can fall where they may, because you know that it's not going to affect you.
Right.
Because the system was made in your benefit.
Exactly.
So, it was made, you know, monkeys can fly and you'll be fine because it's all right. Because it's all white.
Exactly.
And, I mean, it is what it is. And people like to hear the truth. But that, and then what gets me is that it's like, oh, well, it's not about racism. I'm not racist because I voted for him. It's my right. I can vote for who I want. You are right. You can vote for whoever you want. And I have the right to criticize your ass until the cows come home.
Listen.
So, and these people who are saying, oh, let's wait and see, that's another sign of privilege. Because you know why? Who you are was not called out during this campaign. It was built on hatred and hate, and it was just tolerated. And then the media just totally just lost all their credibility because they created this monster. And then apparently when he went to the White House the other day to go visit President Obama for that photo op or whatever, he cut off. It was like no media flew with him or whatever. So after they built his ass up and gave him, like they gave each other, he gave them ratings, he gave them a spectacle. Now he's shutting them out because, oh, the liberal media, they're trying to do this. Like, wow. The system is just flawed. It's even more flawed.
Yes.
It's disheartened. And people, marginalized people, my people who are afraid, listen, just keep pushing. It's not going to be easy. But damn it, we're going to get through.
Yeah.
And at this point, if you ride with the wrong team, then, you know, Merry Christmas and Kumbaya to you.
And if you don't know, it's the wrong team.
Yeah, if you would just open your ears and listen, open your damn eyes. Well, I don't see, what do you mean? When people are sharing videos and shit of all this hatred being spread, and it's like, oh, that doesn't exist.
Right.
That's not because of him. I don't understand.
Right.
What's that? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, please. I actually spoke to a woman recently who told me that we didn't have racism until Obama got in office. And I was like, Miss, where the fuck have you been for the last, I don't know.
Living her life in a bubble.
Like, what? I said, do you mean, like, racism against, you know, certain, like, what are you referring to? No, racism.
Because racism isn't just black and white.
Racism has only been in, like, existence for 4 years, ma'am.
She doesn't realize that she's a racist
ignorant.
For saying that.
Right. But she also had to excuse herself when she used the word black, because saying and referring to black people is racist. I was like, ma'am, listen.
You got the game
twisted. I know white African Americans, so you don't have to call me an African American. I'm perfectly okay with the term of black. Calm down. Like, what?
But at any rate, about how we're coping with this, for me, it's been Pepsi. And fried food. Things I shouldn't have, but I'm having anyway because I'm emotional.
We're all emotional. But if we could channel our energy.
Yeah.
Into, I don't know, maybe a little meditation, yoga.
But no, I will say I am unplugging.
Unplugged.
Because I can't. Because I'm going batty.
I don't know how we haven't unplugged already. But
yeah, just
this week we should have unplugged. And then
we
next
say
week.
That as we record our podcast.
Yeah, I know.
So for people to consume, we're saying unplugged. Like, why we haven't unplugged.
But you know what? We are open to your comments and your concerns because we have them too. And if you are somehow in that 1% who thinks like he is going to do something, tell me how. I need to know. Because I'm confused. Like, I'm confused how you think this is about to be a better America. Because it seems to me that everyone outside of America is excited about living the American dream, but no one here is actually living it.
And you know what gets me? Go back to where you came from. You're going to go
this
back.
It's going
to
be a...
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Bald-ass country.
Hold. Control, alt, delete. Because I saw... And I can't... We have to get off. We got to move to something else. But I saw this person, non-person of color, on... See how politically correctness goes? Because I don't want to say white and then people think I'm racist.
Okay. Because white is not a color, but okay.
Well, apparently not. Her status was like, I'm sorry, whites, but I can't join you because I've been promised a seat on the boat and seasoned chicken. And apparently, this was a joke on Facebook. It had like 12,000 likes. And I'm like, then in the comments, people were like, ha ha ha, you right, girl, you got a seat at the table. You can come to the cookout. That bitch ain't invited to my cookout.
Not my cookout.
No, you can't have my... First of all, I'm not going back on the boat. You know why? Because America is just as much my country as it's yours. You know why? Because we built this motherfucker. How about that?
Absolutely.
So I won't be on the boat. But exactly. You can go on the boat if you like. And when it comes to the seasoned chicken, you ain't getting none.
You better bake that shit. You ain't getting the fried one at our house.
You better call Kim Kardashian and maybe she can make you some damn chicken.
Speaking of the Kardashians.
Got me. Oh, my feet are sweating.
We're fired up. Speaking of the Kardashians.
Good segue.
And we're going to make this very, very, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about the election. But there's a black Kardashian in the family other than Khloe. And,
allegedly.
We want to say congratulations to Rob and Angela, a.k.a. Black China.
I'm nominated to Black China. I'm going to go with Black China.
Rob and Angela Kardashian have baby Dream Kardashian. So
Dream Renee Johnson.
We're always here for new babies in the world, and God bless them. Hopefully all is well. But my thing is, speaking of, like, constantly wanting that attention as our new president-elect does, he's in this category, unfortunately, with reality stars, which is, like, who to thunk it? But
he is.
Anyway.
Which, by the way, even though they already recorded the new season of Apprentice with... They did that during the election.
Still going to air?
No. Yeah, I guess so. But they recorded it like last year or whatever when he was on in the primary. But Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Is doing, I'm like, how can he... He's a movie star.
Which I thought was actually a joke when he was elected governor. But apparently he wasn't an awful governor. But I don't know. Whatever.
But I've said it because... For a season, watched Celebrity Apprentice because my girl Nene was on there. And it was by far the best season, because they had her, they had Dionne Warwick, they had Star Jones, they had Marty Matlin, Meatloaf, Lil Jon. It was a great season, but I can't watch it because it's Trump. I'm even actually about to trade in my WrestleMania 23
yes,
DVD.
Yes, he is actually.
Because
his WrestleMania 23, he has in a box ready to trade it.
From 2007, when he was at a WrestleMania, WWE, you know, their big show, and he was there. But, I mean, they can
he's
have
on the cover.
Yeah.
But, real fast, I just want to say that, like, it's... We saw it. I want to say, like, we started to see it with, like, shows like Fear Factor and Survivor and stuff like that. This whole reality.
Fear Factor was good.
Fear Factor was everything. But wanting to be in, like, that next batch of somebodies who are really nobodies. They're just Joe Schmoes. And Rob and China did a mannequin challenge. You said you saw. Tell us about it.
Well, they did. She was in labor. She was in labor because labor is, like, when you're at the hospital. About
yeah.
So I don't know if she was actually, like, pushing, but she made the effect, like, her legs in the stirrups, and she was making the face like she was pushing. And it was, like, Rob at her legs at the bottom of the bed, her acting like she was pushing. Of course, what's the mom's name? Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Almost called her Satan. was there, of course. The cameras are rolling. She's there.
Yes.
Tokyo Toni, her mom, Black China's mother, was there. I just...
This is...
Why didn't we think of that?
But this is your most intimate
Tokyo
moment.
Tony could have been your name.
This is your
Malaysia,
most intimate
Malaysian
moment.
Monte, Tokyo Tony. That's who we could have been.
We could have.
Is Malaysia in Asia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, we are geographically challenged, but you
don't
know
Donald
that
Trump, but that's fine.
Listen, exactly. So was Sarah Palin, but who cares?
She can see Russia from her house.
Yes. So, they did this in their most intimate moment, and again, something you guys are learning about me, I...
Would you do that?
...am totally here for all things girl, all things women, and I just feel like there are many instances where I think it's perfectly fine to have people, the people you love, the people who you were at, my youngest child, my brother, was actually there to experience my labor and my birth. And I knew it would be my last child, so I wanted, you know, certain people there, and he was one of them. So
it's a beautiful thing.
I totally understand what it means to have people you care about there, but you're showing, you're making a mockery of.
But it's not like you can see like her.
No, I know,
yeah.
But Oh, no, you had the world in the room just because you want to document it in this stupid ass way. It just, you could have waited. I just feel like,
but
you know.
But it's on brand.
It is on brand.
But I don't
it's
expect anything.
Perfectly right
I,
on
I don't
time.
Expect anything less from a Kardashian associate, or I guess she will be a Kardashian.
Yeah.
But I don't expect any, like, if it's cameras available, they're going to use them. So, of course, they would do this. That's why they posted the baby on Instagram, like, 5 minutes after she was born. Like, placenta was still on her arm, and then you got her, oh, look at my baby! Look at Dream Jackson! And it's like, I don't expect anything more than what they give us. And, I mean, it's a cute baby. You know, we wish them well, but...
And this is, again, going a little bit off topic again. But I have to say, it really, it pisses me off as well, because it's people like them that, like, I'm always like, what is their talent? Like, Chris, I gotta give it to her. Clearly a better businesswoman than Donald Trump is businessman, because the bitch has made plenty of millions off of plenty of women and young girls in her household alone. Yeah. Off of nothing. They are talentless.
Well, it's their talent, and I don't give them much. Ever. But I will say they learn how to coincide with, they learn how to work with the media.
Yes.
And how to own that lane. That's a talent.
But that's what I'm, it is. It is. But the talent.
They have other talents too.
Actually doing nothing.
Yes. They're like the American dream to like just, you become rich. Well, if you had a sex tape, would we exploit you like that? No, we wouldn't do that.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't allow yourself to be exploited.
No, I don't do tapes.
That would be so embarrassing.
No, I'm good. My parents see this tape. No.
And your mom be a manager.
My mom is my manager.
And your whole empire off of the sex tape.
Off of my sex tape. See, that's what I'm saying. No respect at all. Like, they have no talents at all. But yeah, we got people out here struggling. Worried because we got a new president. They don't have shit to worry about. No. If they even
vote. Even though they are others.
Oh, they are definitely others. They're others in so many ways.
Literally others. Like, that's somebody else's ass you have.
Right. Like, literally in so many
somebody
ways.
Somebody else's lips.
Yes. Other. Somebody else's lips. Everything about, everything about that whole Rob and Chyna, Tyga and Kylie, like, that whole dynamic to me is like, what the fuck are y'all even doing? No one has any respect at all. But anyway.
But you know what about that? I think I've come to a place to realize that even though you folks want to make it my business, it's not. It's not for my household.
Right.
But whatever floats your boat. Hey guys, it's Monte and Tony.
Be sure to subscribe to the Outspoken Sibs on Apple Podcasts.
And while you're there, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. Thanks for listening.
Congratulations to our favorite sibling of all siblings.
Yes.
The Solange Knowles. She is Solange Knowles Ferguson, I'm sure she is now.
I wonder if she just like Solange Ferguson.
I don't know, but we love her at Solange. We gotta give kudos to her, because talk about having a seat at the table. That album is the album of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh, heavy.
As far as what we need in our lives right now, yeah. It does it.
No, but seriously, I will say that it is one of my favorite albums of the year. And it actually did. When we were talking about coping during this week, I always turn to music for any time I'm having a stressful situation. And that album, I played Cranes in the Sky, no lie. At least.
Give us the numbers.
On Wednesday?
Oh, on Wednesday alone.
Yes. Okay. Like, back to back to back. I was at work on Wednesday, just heated, just upset, just wanted to flip a table like Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of Jersey, my favorite felon. And it was just so soothing, and it just did it. And that whole album, like, Solange, you did that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I just adore you. We adore you.
Yes, we do.
And I mean, like, besides being my sister's younger sibling, okay. you won that
you know won what? That ball. I feel like she did what so many people aspire to do.
It's like Michael and Janet.
It is, but on a totally
different level.
On a different level, because you always, like, people don't even give Janet the credit that she could have had
for
her
is crazy
acting. Like, Janet been acting since she was yay high.
It was that titty.
It was the titty.
People act like she didn't do shit before that titty.
Yeah, that's true. The titty shit changed her whole career.
Exactly, which was bullshit. We won't even go there.
Don't you go there.
Don't
you go there. That's another episode. You're about to bring up a whole... Yes.
If we get to another episode, that's what it's going to be. Because I feel so upset that her legacy has been defined by that titty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how we... We're going back to lines, but I have to get this out.
Okay.
We vilify Jenna for a titty, but yet we have Madonna, who I enjoy. I give Madge her props. But yet, Madonna is out here aging like milk.
And did you see 50-year-old pregnant-ass Janet? She looks
fabulous. That's what I'm saying. Fabulous. Janet is out here having to do Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah. I know.
Which she did do well in Why Did I Get Married, the first one. You hated that movie?
I like the movie, but I'm never here for Janet's acting.
Really?
Ever. Janet can sit down.
Janet
can stand up and justice. Dance. Yeah. And that's, you're saying what?
That is a classic.
Not because of her.
Her and Ice Cube. Her and Tupac together.
We're not going to do it. We're going to save that for a whole another episode.
How dare you?
I love
Janet. We might not have another episode.
Because I love that is Janet Jackson to death. And I just recently watched that movie over because I'm like, how is that in everybody's top 10? No.
What?
No. No, I'm not here for Janet's acting. Janet can stand up and dance her ass off all she wants. She can whisper to me all she wants. That but she won't. She won't act. Don't. I'm not even going
to. You are about to go there. You are about to do it, and the devil knows that you are.
Can we just get back to Solange?
We're going to go back to Janet. I love you,
Janet. I love you.
Can't wait to have this baby.
Yes.
And if you're going to make another album, just a word of warning. I don't care if you are covered from head to toe. I get it because of your billionaire husband. Get that oil money, sis. Not like you broke, but I see you. But if you're going to bring out music, madam. Do not do what you did on that last album, because that was the sleepiest collection of work I have heard in all my days. And I love you the long way, but don't you dare have me on hiatus, have me hype, and then release that sleepy ass album that I cannot be bothered with. I don't know what the hell she was thinking about. You know she whispers, but the whispers weren't even tolerable.
Janet, if you're going to have another album, you better do it now.
Give me Velvet Rope Part 2. Give me Janet Part 2. Yes. Give me Rhythm Nation 2020. Oh,
wouldn't that be... How about you just re-release Rhythm Nation?
Give me
remaster
a new version.
That shit and like...
I need new whispers.
She can put new... That was barely whispers too. Like she had a little sound.
But you know how they say women's voice drop when they have a baby? Imagine if she get like a deep voice.
But that's what I'm saying. Toni Braxton says she sang the best she's ever sang while she was pregnant.
Yeah. Did Toni voice drop?
As if it could go
any lower. That's what I'm saying. I gotta go back.
Listen, as if she could go any lower. All I'm saying is, Janet, we are here for you. We love you. But Solange put out a body of work this year that people are, listen, we'll be talking about for years to come because it truly summarizes where we are, how we
and
feel.
And run Solange her $9.99 at your digital retailers. I know everybody streams. I stream too. But still just buy it so she can get her money up front and she ain't got to worry about you people listening. You got to, 1,500 streams for one damn song sale. It's just too much. Just buy it. It's worth your money.
And if she goes on tour, y'all, go see this woman.
I want to see her.
I can't wait. Solange, if you ever should hear this, if this ever should go public and you get a wind of it, please.
And even if you don't, if someone listens and they know her, you probably don't. But if you do, let her know that we want.
Oh, that art is just...
We'll buy your tickets or you can give us comps.
Oh, amen. Everything about it. Yeah. The videos. I mean, we've talked about it. We love her Instagram. Her Instagram is like a body of art. It's like an art gallery that you don't have to pay for to see. It's just awesome. Like,
her eye is dope.
Everything about her is just magical.
Those Knowles kids.
I mean, she...
The Knowles, Tina Lawson Knowles kids.
She's...
Gotta specify.
Petty. You petty.
How is that petty?
Petty. All I'm saying is that we love you, Solange. We love that music. And you had a couple albums that you thought definitely on the awesome list.
Yes.
For, right now.
Shockingly, Alicia Keys Beats is her new album, Here. It came out beginning of the month, last Friday. And if you know anything about me, you know that I've been highly critical of Alicia Keys and her voice since about 2007. It was that As I Am album that I started to hear the cracks and see them, but mostly hear them. And since then, it's just been like a slippery slope. It's like her voice has just not been my favorite thing. But I've never thought Alicia Keys was this grand vocalist anyway.
Alicia Keys has a very nice voice. Always has.
Okay.
And you don't are, like her personal life.
Look, I'm not doing that.
Oh my god.
But she released her album, and what I loved about it, what I love so much about it, is that it seems like she's finally the aesthetic, quote unquote, that she was going for visually, mm-hmm. is finally matching up audibly or sonically. So, it's not like a clash.
Got it.
It's like she's trying to do this whole stripped down thing. She even did it on that Girl on Fire album, mm-hmm. which, the song Girl on Fire is just so loud. And you like Girl on Fire?
I love Girl on Fire, Monte. It's so powerful and motivating. Maybe because you're not a girl on fire.
Maybe so. My ears were on fire.
Oh my god.
When I heard her scream that live.
It was like the Gabby Douglas theme song. It was on the end of the movie and everything.
I'm sure.
Okay.
And I'm sure people loved it.
Anyway.
I liked the song she had with Maxwell.
Fire We Make?
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
She was on fire, apparently.
Apparently. You need to get it checked out since you're burning. But it just, the album is very organic, very stripped. And she's talking about social stuff, but like, it's not like a preachy album. Mm-hmm. It's like, it just seemed, again, like, no other word to describe it, or again, it just feels real. Like, I can see her being on, like, the A-Train in New York. I don't fucking know. You know, playing her piano and, you know, just being, it's a good album.
Okay.
I'm not going to endorse Alicia Keys if it's some bullshit, trust me.
Oh, I know.
Or anybody for them, but it's a good album. You should at least give it a listen.
Right.
Streaming on Apple Music. Or you can buy it. Give her money.
Stream it. If you like it, then buy it.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat.
Your boat.
Yeah. Also, Common's album, Black America Again, is really good. Another album that is socially relevant, socially conscious. Mm-hmm. It was a return to form, or is a return to form for Common. Even though he's made comments in the past that, you know, he jumped out the window and said some things that were, you know.
Haven't they all?
Yeah, but it was really like, Common, I see what you're trying to do, but if you're not going, like, just, sometimes you just gotta know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and just know when to shut the hell up. And just say, you know what? No.
Not gonna do it.
I'm not. I have nothing for you.
Okay.
But the album's very good. So you should definitely support that and stream it and listen. You and I discussed the Tinashe mixtape.
Yeah.
Night Ride. You say you haven't listened to it.
I haven't. But I like her voice. I love her voice. And I'm definitely here.
It's not, like I say, it's very vibey, very like, it's moody, it's nice. And she's somebody who I didn't really see it for like that because I didn't like that 2-1 song. I'm like, what is this? And then I listened to her album. It was like, I guess. Didn't help that. Was Elle Magazine called her next Beyonce? And I was like,
oh, wow. Wow.
That's not.
That was Elle Magazine, not like Ebony or Essence.
Whatever. So. That's like calling Trey Songz Prince.
Let me tell you something.
I'm just saying, like, it's her first album. Like, to me, you don't give somebody that yet because.
No.
Like, he's dead. Like.
And it's not like those aren't like huge shoes.
Yeah, I'm saying, and I'm sure even she was like, probably like, no, not me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Check those albums out, you know, when you get a chance, check them out. You can always head over to WATMOnline.com, like I said. It's the loneliest website in the world. It's just waiting to be perused.
Click away.
And commented on and, you know, chat and discuss. And, you know, maybe if you all go and, you know, visit, maybe I'll put more content up. But why write if you ain't going to look at it? Shit.
I have to give y'all this story.
Go ahead. Story time.
Real quick. So, I'm watching the Today Show the other morning.
I'm laughing already.
I have to tell y'all.
No, I'm laughing already just because I'm trying to hold back my screams.
Listen. So, I'm watching the Today Show and Common is getting ready to perform the single for his new album. And he has Anthony Hamilton, who's another artist. Maybe not. I mean, I guess not as well known as Common, but like Common isn't like Jay-Z or anything, but
well, he has an Oscar.
I'm just saying, I know. Well, and they were talking about that, how decorated he is and everything, and they were like, you're gonna possibly get like a Tony and all this, and he's like, whoa, I don't know about that. Well, Anthony Hamilton is standing next to him, they're about to sing their song, and they are like damn near shoving him to the side. They're like, oh, who's this backup singer standing so close to us? And then they do the whole song or whatever. So now Anthony's standing there looking pretty sad, but they do the whole song. It's clear that he is featuring on this song. Like, he's clearly part of this song, okay? Song's over. They come back on the stage. He's ready to shake their hand. They would give him nothing. They wouldn't even acknowledge his presence. And I'm like, oh, poor Anthony. And Common didn't even help. Like, he didn't even assist in, like, yeah, you know, like, nothing. Nothing at all. So, Anthony, I still love your voice. I'm still here for Charlene, but damn, they did you dirty.
Did you say
that.
Charlene? Yes. Have you not heard anything he's done?
I'm just saying. That was a long time ago, but
that
I'm
was
just saying.
15
but
years
I'm
ago.
But I'm just saying. I'm still, that's why I said I'm still here for it, but damn. They gave him, like,
that's probably what they said.
No acknowledgement.
Like, Charlene?
They might have, but still, like, y'all just act like he didn't exist. Like, I really wish you could have seen how they were, like, pushing him to the side. They did not care. But anyway, there is some good music out right now. Y'all definitely need to get on. Definitely need to get on it. Check it out. It's definitely, like, the playlist for everything that we're going through right now. Be it black, white.
Maybe we'll make, like,
you know,
a playlist. Maybe like a title playlist.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Or maybe Apple Music. Yeah,
we'll have to let you guys know about that. Because,
talk about that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of good music out there right now that hits home on a lot of the issues and a lot of the feelings that we all are experiencing.
And music is the language that everybody understands.
It is.
It's the great equalizer, as I like to say. So, you know, that's it for the inaugural edition of Outspoken Sibs.
Yeah.
With Monte and Tony. This was fun.
This was fun.
A lot.
Yeah.
But fun.
Yeah, but you guys can actually follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
Because we do have a new little handle where we'll be letting you guys know what we're doing upcoming. But you can follow us at Outspoken Sibs on Twitter, and
we'll have a Facebook page and Instagram eventually, but right now we just, you know.
Yeah.
And please, when you listen, rate, and I don't know if you can rate, you probably can rate, but comment and let us know what you liked. We would love to be interactive with you. And even if you only listen to part of it, if you listen this far, thank you.
Thank you.
But, you know, share it with your friends, with anybody you know, you know.
Share it with your petty coworkers and your messy cousins. We love them all.
Yes, even your bigoted family members.
There
if
you
have
go,
some.
Everyone.
You know, drop us a line, let us know what you like, if there's any music that you think we should hear. I'm always here for, you know, a good, something new to put in rotation. And, you know, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you
soon.
Hopefully.
Bye, guys. Bye.